What's going on, everyone? It is August 6, 2018, and you are listening to Uncommuted. Now, I'm actually on my way back home from work. I recorded a segment earlier, but I don't know. I think I could do a better job of it, so I figure why not just give you one segment to kind of tie everything together. So, this past weekend, you heard me, or this past week, you heard me talk about... Last week, not this past week. I mean, that sounds like it's Friday and, you know, I recorded stuff for the past week. No, that's not the case. Last week, I was talking about a trip to D.C. that I was making to go meet my friend. So that ended up not happening, actually. I was on the way and I stopped in Maryland to meet one of my other friends in Baltimore. We had dinner, and while I was at dinner, I got notification that we had to cancel my DC visit. So, you know, right now we're just in the process of rescheduling. He'll probably be up in Philly or something, so we'll figure it out. But, you know, regardless, it's all good. Luckily, the hotel was able to refund everything. Because I was a little worried about that. I was like, oh, okay. Last minute cancellation. I hope I'm not out any money just for the reservation. But, yeah, the hotel was kind enough to give me back everything. And, yeah, no harm, no foul. Just, I just ended up in Baltimore with my friend that night. And we hung out a little bit and we had a lot of fun. I stayed over his place and then came back up home the next day. And, you know, Baltimore... maybe like a 2-hour drive so from where I am, so you know, I just put my audiobook in and listened all the way to and from Baltimore. Aside from that, I was looking at something on Twitter today, and I think you know, there's been a lot of talk about Beyonce's September issue for Vogue. Apparently, she pulled over, like, the first African-American photographer, to do the cover. Now, I thought that was special, you know. But also, what I saw today, specifically, was a quote of hers saying, you know, like, the beauty of social media is that everybody has a voice. And that it's, like, completely democratic, everybody has a voice, da-da-da-da. Now, I thought that that was interesting to hear coming from her, specifically. I was a little bit surprised to hear that coming from her. Because I've paid attention to what she's said over the years about certain things. And it seems like she's criticized people kind of living their lives on camera and for other people, you know? And, you know, she also states that she's a very private person as well. So, you know, it's very interesting to see her talk about the beauty of social media. But, you know, like I said in my tweet there, that doesn't necessarily contradict what she said before. But it was just still surprising because, you know, somebody who had those views would not necessarily be somebody who would have a positive view of social media. And, you know, maybe that's not her complete thought on social media. Maybe that's just a positive side of it, you know, because there is definitely, I feel, an argument to be made on the opposite side of social media. You know, like, not everybody needs a voice, though. You know, and I'm not even sure if I really need a voice on social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, aside from me doing my books and my artistic endeavors, like, if there were no Twitter or Facebook or anything, it would all rely on, you know, it would all of my expression in the world, my voice would lie in my artistry, not necessarily random opinions about things, or my attempt at branding or something like that, you know? So, you know, there are positives and negatives. You know, I had another thought that I was going to say. So one of the negatives, let me just run this back real quick and make sure I get everything that I'm out that I'm trying to talk about. One of the negatives was that not everybody needs a voice. You get some craziness. And the other part, and the other thing was, you know, you get people with self-esteem, you exacerbate self-esteem issues and, you know, the whole FOMO thing. It's like, it kind of, there's a positive and a negative side to social media when it comes to those issues as well, mental health and, you know, just how people see themselves and comparing their lives to other people's lives and trying to act out for the sake of popularity or for the sake of somebody else's approval. So, I don't know. I just think that's an interesting conversation. You know, I'm like the social media person. I love to talk about it all the time. Not necessarily the best practitioner of it. But, yeah, I definitely... I mean, you know, it's like... It's really a big part of our world right now. It's, you know, and it's really changing a lot of things. And I think without social media, you know, Donald Trump would not be president right now. You wouldn't get a lot of people feeling bold enough to speak about some very nasty views, you know. And I also saw something online that was a, I forget, what was it, the Miss InfoCon or something, and I never, like, that was one of the things that was, like, trending on Twitter. I didn't really do a deep dive into that at all, but it looked like it was a lot of people that were kind of touching on the topic of, you know, handling misinformation on the internet, you know, and, you know, my thing is I hope that this is not too little too late. I hope that we're able to get a handle on, you know, what is actually true versus people just accepting different versions of reality, you know, because there's a lot of just plain old false information out there, and just the fact that everybody has a voice, to tie it all back together, means that you can get some crazy people out there or some very evil kind of people, evil mentalities out there, and you can kind of spread false or misinformation or, you know, false ideas. I mean, the media is very powerful in general. I mean, we don't even have to talk about entertainment. And that's why I'm writing. It's because, you know, it's a method of changing the world. I mean, however small, you know, writing a book or doing a TV show or doing music or something and music videos, it all kind of changes society in little ways. So, I don't know. I'm not going to get so off track. I mean, it just gets into a kind of a deep conversation. But, you know, I do hope that we're able to get back to a place where where a lot of people agree on a set of journalistic integrity rules, you know, and that, you know, that sources are, like, you know, the blue check marks on Twitter, I feel like, could be utilized to a better extent to say, hey, this is a definite source of, you know, of truth. You know, we trust this person to give you the right information. I feel like they give those check marks out a little too easily to too many different kinds of crazy people. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, but that's the kind of thing that needs to happen. There needs to be some kind of a system where people can look online, with a quick glance and see an icon or something next to a news source's name and know definitively that this is a legitimate source and not some, you know, crazy person kind of trying to twist the truth into and trying to change the message. So anyway, those are my thoughts on social media. Just kind of springing from that Beyonce quote. But anyway, I am going to let y'all go, and I thank y'all for listening. I will talk to you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.